भगवद्गीता 11.22 रुद्रादित्या वसवो ये च साध्या विश्वेश्विनौ मरुतश्चोष्मपाश्च गन्धर्वयक्षासुरसिद्धसङ्घा वीक्षन्ते त्वां विस्मिताश्चैव सर्वे। अर्जुन इस कंटिन्यूइंग हिज डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म एंड फ्रॉम द प्रीवियस वर्स there is a significant shift in attention, shift in the focus of Arjuna's description. Earlier he said that how he was seeing the first Upashyami Tvam, he said how I am seeing, O Lord, in this universal form, Brahmaji, Shiva, all of them, he is seeing Brahmanamisham Kamalasanastam. There he was talking about how all these are manifested within the universal form. But now from the previous and next verse, previous in this verse, he's talking about how the universal form is, the sight of the universal form is affecting the celestials. I mean, celestials are not just, they're not just a passive presence within the universal form, they are active respondents to the universal form also. And what is the response and who are the respondents specifically? That is indicated in this verse. Rudra Aditya Vasavo Yecha Sadhyam Vishveshvinav Marutashoshma Pascha Gandharva Yaksha Surasiddha Sangha. So all these are components, Rudra, Aditya, Vasava. Now if you see these people who are described, they've just been mentioned recently, in fact twice. In the 10th chapter, while describing his vibhutis, Arjuna mentioned most of these people. Now he talked about Rudranam Shankarashchasmi, Adityanam Aham Vishnur. So he talked about several of these. So that means when Krishna was talking about the Vibhuti Yoga, he was mentioning that these are powerful beings and among them the most powerful, the most outstanding manifests his opulence. So similarly here, when Krishna is speaking, he is speaking in terms of the manifestation of the Absolute at the celestial levels and how those powerful beings are also responding to this particular manifestation. So the Vishwarupa is a far more direct and awe-inducing manifestation of the Absolute than specific manifestations within the universe. That's why we see that Krishna gives a list of all these manifestations in the 10th chapter, and after giving this list, he states thereafter that in this chapter, or towards the end of that chapter, he states that Athava bahunaitena kim yatena tava arjuna ishtabhyaham idam krishnam ekamshena stito jagat. So he says ekamshena, that oh Arjuna, these are all innumerable manifestations within the universal form, within the universe, but actually the whole universe itself is sustained by me within my one fragment, with my one fragment. So that means Krishna's manifestations are at multiple levels, and in the Vibhuti Yoga chapter, the manifestations that were described, they were specific individuals who had their own individual existence, but at the same time they also manifested transcendental potency, whereas in this case, when Krishna is speaking, he's talking about the whole universe as is manifested through the universal form, and this is a much bigger level of manifestation. So here it is described, we could say that that one level of manifestation of Krishna, a lower level manifestation, the Vibhuti manifestation, is responding in awe to a higher level manifestation of Krishna. That is his Virata Rupa manifestation. So Krishna describes in this way that even the best of the celestials, Rudra Aditya Vaso Vich Sadhya, they are also astonished by seeing his form. And Vikshante Tvam Vismitaschaiva Sarve. Vikshante Tvam, they are all beholding with astonishment, Vismitash. With astonishment they are beholding this form. Now, a brief listing, a brief similar listing was given by Krishna himself when he was about, just before he revealed the universal form, he gave a brief description from 11.5 to 8 about what Arjuna is going to see. And at that time he used a few of these, Pashadityan Vasun, Pashadityan Vasun, Rudran, Ashvinav Martastatha, Bahunya Drushta Purvani Pashyascharyani Bharata. So there he described Adityan Asun Rudran Ashvinav Marutastha. So five of them he described. Aditya, Vasu, Rudra, Ashvina and Maruta. And out of these, so three in the first line, two in the second line. And if you see out of them, here who all come? Rudra Aditya Vasavoja Sadhya. So Rudra Aditya Vasa already have come. Ishveshvinav Marutaschoshma Pascha. So then Ashvina and Maruta also come. So those five which were described by Arjuna there, by Krishna there, they are all mentioned here. And Arjuna mentions even more. So if you see, the details of Arjuna's description are more. So Krishna is just giving a quick orientation. So that Arjuna himself can see and respond to it, relish it, and have appropriate response. So just like if there is a beautiful painting that some painter is showing, the painter, it is our painter or some exhibition in charge is showing, then if they describe a few, in a few words, the painting, that can help the viewers to have proper perspective and appreciative frame of mind while beholding that painting. But they won't go, but the person who is exhibiting,
it's 3:45.
They won't go into a long-winded description of the painting. That for the audience, they will let them themselves behold the painting and appreciate the painting. Similarly, here Krishna tells Arjuna that rather, similarly, Krishna doesn't go into a very long-winded description, just four verses, whereas Arjuna himself gives a fairly detailed description of what all he is seeing. So in that mood, Arjuna's gist is bigger. Arjuna includes those five categories of celestial beings, Rudra, Aditya, Vasava, Ashvina and Maruta. But along with that, he is talking about some other categories also, Sadhya, Vishwa, Vishwa Prabhupada translate them as Vishwe Devas. And then he says Ashvinas are the Ashwini Kumaras, they are considered the healers in heaven. Ushmapas. So Ushma is heat, water in heated state becomes steam, and Ushma refers to steam. So Ushmapa, so it is that those who eat steam, and it is said that the ancestors, the forefathers, they often subsist on steam. So Ushmapa, so different people in different parts of the universe live in different ways. They have different kinds of bodies, and according to the kind of bodies they have, they also have corresponding kinds of diets. So this diet is so distinctive that they are defined by it. So Ushmapa, Ushmapascha. Prabhupada simply, without getting into technicalities, translate them as the four forefathers. And then further that I describe, Gandharva Yakshasura Siddha. So Gandharva, the Yakshas are of course well known. Now it's interesting that the Asuras are also described. So we have the Celestials. Usually if we consider the three Lokas, then we, in terms of English terminology, there is Celestial, Terrestrial and Subterranean. Celestial refers to what is above the earth, Terrestrial refers to the earthly level, and Subterranean refers to that which is below the earth. So the so from the Subterranean level, the Asuras, we just get one mention over there. But you know, Asura Siddha Sangha, and now it's Sangha means groups of, assemblies of. So it's not just one. Wherever we see in the universe, there are not just one or two people, there are assemblies of people. And they've all come together and they're all offering, they're all beholding and are being astonished. Bhikshante Tvam Vismitashchaiva Sarve. All of them are astonished. They are seeing in astonishment. And thus, what is described here is the result in terms of the amazement that is felt by everyone on seeing the universal form. Earlier, Arjuna had said that even the Celestials were, the three worlds were Lokatrayam Pravatitam Mahatman. They were troubled. So that trouble aspect was hinted at in the previous verse also. But right now, Arjuna has spoken, Dushtva Adbhutam Rupam Ugram Tavedam. So Adbhutam. The astonishment is what is being stressed right now. And then the Ugrata will be talked about in subsequent verses further. And this way, Arjuna continues his description of the universal form, which future will continue in our, whose analysis will continue in our future talks. Thank you.